So I'm getting ready to go back to my 50-hour work week or 60-hour work week, depending on what I need to do to get where I need to get, you know. But I needed a year off from killing myself. And by the grace of God, I'll be back on it, you know. I'm still working on some stuff. But my meditation is right now, I hope to finish my thought process on this illusion thing and maybe how to help people escape the illusion, because the illusion is so deep. The 3D matrix of the devil's fallen system, you know, the 3D was not really meant to be an illusion per se, but Adam and Eve dropped us down into sin and dropped us down into time, and so time itself is an illusion. If you go back and watch all the time travel movies, and I did that in 2017, if you watch all the time travel movies, you'll find out that they're all the same. And then you'll say, well, wait a minute. So everybody's talking about, I want to time travel. No, you don't. You want to escape time. You are already a time traveler. You are already a time traveler in your 3D body, but you don't want to be a time traveler. You want to stay in the now. You want to escape time, because time is what makes you get old. It causes you to, you can use the cycles to birth into the next level. But for the most part, most people just stuck in time and doing repeats and the same mistakes and the same issues and the same problems and the same insanity over and over and over and over and over again, you know. And so time is not where it's at. You want to be outside of time, in the eternal state. But this illusion of time and this illusion of space and this illusion of, you know, pride is an illusion. The self is an illusion. Your bloodline is an illusion. The strongholds are illusions. The bloodline strongholds are illusions. I was listening to somebody a couple months ago, two or three months ago, I don't even remember. And I listened to him talking to somebody. And she said, well, what about, what's her name? She's got all these men chasing her. How is she doing that? And they were proud of that. They were proud of somebody, some older lady was a player, even her older age, and these men were chasing her. Why would you be proud of that? Because that's an illusion. That's the delusion of the flesh mind. Instead of rebuking that lady for being a player at 60 years old or however she was, you know, I mean, come on, how's that even possible? Wanting to be a player at 60 years old, what's that about? And they were proud of it. They thought it was great. And I'm sitting here thinking, scratching my head thinking, that's sick. It's upside down world to me. So the flesh mind to me is upside down world. Once you hit the spirit mind, everything in the flesh is upside down. So when you're talking to these flesh creatures, they're upside down. Not only are they upside down, they're destroying their own heart and their own soul and their own mind, and everything about them is upside down. It's like, yuck. You still stuck in that? You haven't escaped the matrix? You've had your whole life to escape the matrix and you don't even know you're stuck in it? You think it's normal? You just go round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain for 60 years and you never escape the matrix? Or 70 years. There's some people in 70 years. They're still worried about what other people think. Outward show, fake reality. Look at my nice car. Look at my new shoes. Who cares? Who really cares? I can go to the grocery store. I mean, I can go to the mall and look at shoes. A million shoes. If you still have the consumer mindset instead of the creator mindset, you're still in the matrix. If you're just a consumer and never a creator, you're still in the matrix. If you get your entertainment out of consuming instead of creating, you're still in the matrix. And once you start creating anything, once you start to become a creator, and even especially if you're trying to reach down and hit some souls with some truth, you can't leave that. That's more addictive than any drug on the planet could ever be, because you're trying to reach a soul for eternal life instead of eternal damnation. You're trying to reach souls to lead them to eternal life. That should be more addicting than anything on the planet. Anything and everything. It shouldn't even, it's a no-brainer, to be honest with you. If you can use some words to create surgery, you create some words that penetrate down to the spirit, soul, joints, and marrow using God's word, and you can hopefully skillfully use those words and break open a stronghold. You got something going on. Yeah, so if you can use your words to penetrate a person's core and bring them out of delusions or illusions, that should be more exciting and more addictive than anything on the planet. You should rather do that than anything. If you ever experience that, in other words, if you've got a gift pulling something out of the ether and you become a portal of that truth and you speak it out in the 3D, you pull that truth out of the 5D, you speak it out in the 3D, that's more addicting than anything on the planet. And so when people come at you and they start saying, hey, let's go to this football game, you're like, why? Let's go watch this TV show. Why? Let's watch this movie. Why? Let's go here. Why? You've done it a million times and you know the source behind it, and all movies are the same. All TV shows are the same. All activities are the same. You go play putt-putt, you've played it 1,000 times in your mind already. It's like, okay, we've done this before, what's next? You know, once you go through the cycles so many times, there's nothing else out there but truth. And so when you go to the putt-putt, you start to decode the putt-putt. You go into the putt-putt and you say, okay, what am I doing? I'm going around a bunch of greens, concrete. In other words, when you go to the putt-putt, you're sitting there thinking, well, how can I make me a business that's making money like this? There's more entertainment in building the putt-putt building and the course than actually playing it. You'd have more fun building it and designing it, pouring the concrete. But other people just go to have fun, to entertain them. And the true entertainment is entertain, to attain truth in the inner man. Real entertainment is taking and attaining the truth in the inner man. The outside is just a cycle repeat. So the outside is a cycle to birth in the inner man. So if all you're thinking is consumerism and not creation, you're missing out on your human potential. You're missing out on your potential. I don't care if it's painting. I don't care if it's a website. I don't care if it's... I don't care what it is. If you're not creating something, you're missing out on your potential. It's got to be a hobby, some kind of hobby. It's really wild stuff. And so as you see the illusion that's happening all around people, you see source code, and then you see the illusions they're believing, And you see everybody's in their little box, in their little world. You're like, you're just kind of just standing back. Sorry, I was in a drive-thru. I didn't know if they were listening or not. So yeah, when you step into the creation mode instead of the consumer mode and you start to create stuff, even if it's just a hobby, you're exercising what? You're made in God's image. God is a creator. So he made you in his image. And so you step into a new kind of vibe, you know? You step into really who you are. And if it's all just about partying and drinking and not really creating anything or not thinking about anybody else but your own selfish desires and selfish goals, and you're not reaching out to help anybody else, you know, that's not life. That's not life. That's death. That's death. If you're bringing, look, if the river's coming into you and that's all you're doing is receiving and you're never giving back, that's not life. If the flow is coming into your ear gate, your eye gate, and your whatever, and it's not going back out, that's not life. Think about a man and a woman get married. The woman receives seed and she gives back a baby. If it's just receiving and not giving, whatever it is, I'm not talking about marriage necessarily, but I'm just talking about give and receive. If it's not a flow of give and take, reciprocal, give and take, receive, give back, if it's not a flow like that, then it's not life. It's dead. It's stagnated. It's stagnated. If all you're doing is taking, 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 you're stagnated. Because it's coming in, but it's not going out. You're stagnated. You're stagnated. And that's not life. You can't drink stagnated water. You can't drink stagnated water. You're in a death cult. If it's all just coming in, take, 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 and never give, then you are in the death cult because there's no flow there. There's no flow. And so the illusion is, you're living in fear, you're living in the scarcity lie, you think that it's not going to flow in if you give. If you give, you're thinking, oh, it's not going to flow in, I'm just giving it all away. Well, the more you give, the more it flows. The more you do, the more you serve, the more it flows. The greatest among you is a servant. That ought to tell you some deep spiritual truths. The greatest among you is a servant. That's how you get rich. You create a service. You want to get rich? Become a servant and create a service for other people to serve, because that's their calling in life. The greatest among you is a servant. Servant leadership. Even servant leadership. Most people say, I want to be a leader. And I want to be served. I want to be queen bee leader. Wrong. You're in a death cult. If you go that route, you're in a death cult. Serve me. You're upside down. You're drunk on the wine that Babylon is drinking. You're in a death cult. If you got somebody who says, I want to be a king or a queen, a king or a queen bee, and I just want to be served. I want my feet washed and I want everything to serve me. I want all the attention. Then you're upside down. You're in Delulu land. Because when you humble yourself and you become a servant, that's when you really get rich. Even if you don't get rich in the natural, you get rich because you're healthy. You understand how this reality is set up. You actually, if you apply it right, you will get rich. Because let's say somebody's got the little side business and they're going from house to house and doing a dog grooming or something like that. They're serving the person that don't have time to do the dog grooming or don't have the tools, and they're getting rich by running a dog grooming business. Serve one another, right? Why would Jesus say the greatest among you is a servant? It's not, he's not speaking in one level. He's speaking multidimensional. The greatest among you is a servant. So when you really shift to the servant mindset, not only do you grow financially, you grow mentally and psychologically and spiritually, and you see the metaphor and you see it being, you get blessed. Everything, if you treat everything as a service, you will rise up so much that you will be a different person. And the people who are still just taking, you can't resonate with those people anymore. You will never resonate. And notice the word resonate is resonate. R-E-S-O-N-A-T-E. Resonate. So when you resonate with a service mindset, you're resonating with Jesus. Because he says, eat of my flesh, drink of my blood. So you're resonating with the source code, which is Jesus. And he says, greatest among you is a servant. And people look at you like, why are you being a servant to them? It's what God has called me to do. What do you want me to do? Be a king and just sit up there and become a fat cat and think everybody owes me and serves me? And I'm going to lose my health and I'm going to lose my blessings and all that? Come on, people. If somebody's trying to pull you out of service and they're trying to put you in a position of power where you're served, and you think, oh, I'm going to get all this money and everybody's going to serve me, they're actually taking you down to hell. You got all that money and everybody's serving you, but you're actually going to hell in a handbasket. Even if you're saved, you'll get out there and be a servant leader. If they put you in that position to try to fool you and you say, okay, I'll take that position. But you know what? You're going to shock them because you're going to become a servant leader, not just sitting there on the throne being served. And that does happen. That does happen because that outward show that people put out there is to try to intimidate others and make them think that they're nothing. And it's like their responsibility to serve that person. It's no different. It's no different than the elite. The elite create a fake reality that you're there to serve them. And they want you to follow suit. And if you don't follow suit, you become a servant leader and you take up your cross, they kick you out because they don't like that, because it messes up their whole system. The devil's system wants you living in pride and doing everything that the devil's doing is the opposite of what Jesus said. If Jesus said the greatest among you is a servant, then the political system, the corporate system is going to try to raise you up to make you think that people under you are less than you and they serve you, instead of that person who's a higher is a servant leader. They're going to flip it upside down. The husband's a servant leader. The wife is a servant leader for the children. She's teaching the children how to be a leader, how to be a serve. As I'm talking, I've got these geese, and the older ones are leading the younger ones, you know, as I'm talking. Servant leadership, not even being talked about hardly. But it's multidimensional. When you read something in the Bible, it's multidimensional. Everybody says, oh, is the Bible literal or spiritual? Both. Both. All the above. Is it allegorical? Yes. Is it metaphorical? Yes. Is it esoteric? Yes. Is it all, if you can think it, it's all of it. All the above. People. I want to be served. Because I want to be important. I want people to see me. You're upside down. I feel sorry for you. I don't even want to be your friend. I couldn't be around you more than 5 minutes because that's a narcissistic system that you've been following. And you think it's normal. You think it's normal to be a narcissist.